On behalf of Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, I welcome you here tonight to a lecture with Dr. Norman Finkelstein entitled Israel, Palestine, Past, Present, and Future. My name is Grace Batchoun. I'm the VP of Public Relations for CGPME, and I'll be your MC for tonight. Just a few guidelines before we get started. I'd really appreciate if you could put to vibrate anything that makes noise. If you need to take a call, you could do so, but please do so outside the auditorium in order not to disturb our neighbors. And we do have a designated photographer and a videographer, so I'd ask you to refrain from moving around. And I'd like to mention, as we do with all our speakers, that the opinions expressed here tonight do not necessarily reflect any policy position of CGPME. So first, I'm going to take just a minute and a half, couple of minutes, to talk to you about what CGPME is and what is upcoming. There are lots of exciting things upcoming, and I want you to know about it. Then I'm going to introduce to you Chris Hedges. We're delighted to have him with us. And Mr. Hedges, yeah, you can give him.
All of our interns and our staff for over 8 months. We give you facts
as to why not to boycott. For every company, you have fact sheets, you have action alerts, you have letters that you could use, you have the letters that we sent ourselves to our to CEOs. We tell you where else to shop, okay? What are the other options? And this is across Canada. So I really encourage you to check it out, BDS Center, on our website. And there is more, but please go to our website and you'll find lots more information. Now it's really my honor to introduce to you Chris Hedges, and we're really excited, would love to be hosting Chris Hedges next year. Chris is an American award-winning journalist, he's author and war correspondent, specializing in American and Middle Eastern politics and societies. He spent two decades as a foreign correspondent, including 15 years for the New York Times. I really liked how he describes war, and this is what he said. The most potent narcotic invented by humankind. That's what war is. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to him.
Remind most of you about the price intellectuals like Norman Finkelstein pay. The barren outlands they are forced to inhabit. The poorly paid adjunct professorships that are soon taken from them. The publishing houses that return their manuscripts. The difficulties that come with fealty to truth, compassion, and justice. These intellectuals are pursued, driven by their tormentors from job after job, New York University, Hunter College, DePaul University. They become lepers for the careerists who fear that any association with these outcasts will tarnish the pathetic little monuments they are building to themselves. Endowed chairs, fat book contracts, academic prizes do not await them, nor comfortable perches pontificating on television screens. Those who sacrifice their souls for personal advancement dismiss voices like Norman's as shrill and strident. But ask those who suffer in the hell that has become Gaza. Ask the mothers weeping over the bloody bodies of their children in Al-Shifa Hospital. Ask those who most of the world has forgotten and neglected. And they will tell you that Norman Finkelstein towers over the moral and intellectual wreckage around him. They will tell you that Norman Finkelstein speaks a truth fear few dare to utter. Augustine said that hope has two beautiful daughters, anger and courage. Anger at the way things are, and courage to see that they do not remain the way they are. And this is why Norman's voice is not simply a voice of courage and morality, but finally, a voice of hope. Perhaps Norman's greatest quality is not, finally, his scholarship, however impressive, or even his moral steadfastness in the face of adversity. Perhaps his greatest quality, that from which I suspect he derives much of his strength, is that he sees in the suffering of others the suffering of his parents, survivors of the Warsaw Ghetto and the death camps, and his crusade against all human suffering, no matter in whose name it is carried out, allows him to say, I am a loyal and a faithful son. Please join me as a sign of our respect in standing and welcoming to Toronto, my friend and one of our greatest and most important scholars and voices on the Middle East, Dr. Norman Finkelstein.